Hello, welcome to what I think will be the final part, part three, of chapter four of A Ball of Pemberley. We may have to go into episode four. I'm not too sure. Depends how quickly I read it, but here we go. Give it a try. Jane could not help but feel that her sister needed her at Pemberley. Even as children, Jane had known when Elizabeth had needed her help. The carriage ride seemed longer than usual, and back at Pemberley, Elizabeth busied herself with last-minute preparations for the ball, until her sister arrived with Bingley in tow. As soon as the Bingleys were announced, Mrs. Darcy rushed from the kitchen where she had been overseeing the construction of an elaborate cake meant to resemble Pemberley itself, and eagerly embraced her sister. After warmly greeting Mr. Bingley, she took Mrs. Bingley aside and whispered as discreetly as possible, "I have a special mission for you, my dearest Jane. You must help me concoct a most attractive mystery to distract one of this evening's guests. A Miss Catherine Morland has recently arrived and has been poking about. I believe she has her sights set on Wickham's unsavoury past, and I fear for Georgiana's well-being. I recall Miss Morland mentioning a fondness for Gothic novels. Perhaps a ghost story to divert her focus? Am I terrible?" Mrs. Bingley laughed merrily before agreeing to the proposed scheme. She and Mrs. Darcy joined the others in the sitting room. In agreement with the plan to divert Miss Morland, Mr. Bingley took a seat beside Miss Morland and met the gaze of Mrs. Darcy, who mischievously asked her, "Tell me, Miss Morland, have you perchance heard the story of the Black Veil of Pemberley?" Catherine Morland quivered in concealed delight. "I have not heard the tale of the Black Veil of Pemberley." "Well," declared Mrs. Bingley, "allow my sister and I to tell you a tale of truly dreadful proportions." Catherine nodded her head in excitement. If there was anything she loved more, it was a ghastly tale. Besides, her assumptions that the secrets the Pemberley held were confirmed. How delightful! Mrs. Darcy seated herself on the other side of Miss Morland and paused before saying, "The Black Veil is something we rarely speak of because it is, as you may have surmised, an immensely dark topic worth concealing. I only impart such a confidential secret of the estate because I was happily informed you possess an uncanny affinity for mysteries, particularly those of the Gothic variety," Mrs. Darcy added. Catherine had never been so flattered in her life as to be privy to such undisclosed information. And when it came to flattery, Catherine was particularly susceptible to compliments regarding her sleuthing. One might have even presumed Catherine yearned more for this mysterious black veil than a white one. Despite the preponderance of men set to attend that evening's soiree. This was all, of course, prior to Mr. Willoughby's entrance, and he could be said to have blackened many an innocent girl's white veils. But before additional information could be imparted to the avidly listening Miss Morland, a minor disturbance at the doorway interrupted. It was nothing so grand but the entrance of Mr. Tilney and Miss Tilney, but sufficient to draw the young lady's attention. Indeed, Mr. Tilney did cut a fine figure in his fashionable suit and finely tied cravat, although perhaps not to the degree of other gentlemen in the room, namely Mr. Darcy. But Miss Morland appeared, for lack of a better term, instantly besotted. Forgotten were veils, black or white. Jane and Lizzie shared a look, both ladies recognizing the enraptured expression for what it portended.